Thank you. Okay. We are up to Ayin Vav Amud Aleph. We finished the Mishnah. We're going to start the Gemara. The Mishnah said that a Putzua Daka and a Kru Shavcha can marry a Geyeres and a Shacheres because Kal Gerim La'ikri Kohol, they're not included in the Surim of marriage. The Geyeres and a Shacheres are allowed to marry a puzzle because when the Torah writes it, La'yav B'kal Hashem, and B'kal Hashem refers to a born Jew, not to a Jew by choice. Something in my right. Boy, my name Rav Sheshes. They asked Rav Sheshes the question. Suadaka Kayan, Mao Begiris, Umashukhweris. How about a Kayan? Now a Kayan cannot marry a Zaina. And a Giyaris Mashukhweris, for whatever reason, are considered like a Zaina. He's not allowed to marry a Giyaris or Mashukhweris. We had a Machloikas Tanoim if she's Megayir under three, if she's mutter to a Kayan. Right? We had a Machloikas. If she's a Bas Geirim, we had all those shilas that are elaborated on in Kedushin, we had mentioned already back in the sixth parak. But the bottom line is, a Geiris of over three, everybody agrees that Kayan cannot marry a Geiris. And he cannot marry Meshukhreris, right? It's considered, Zayna Rashi says, Shenivala Mikaidim, because we assume that she has Nus. That's what Rashi says. Rashi says, "Kain have a kain kasher asav giyaris mishukhreres, which zayna shenivala mikaidem." She's considered a zayna because we assume that she had a relationship. Taisus disagrees. Taisus says because a zayna is only mikhay v'krisus, not from chay v'lavan. So Taisus disagrees that that's the reason that she's qualified as a Zayna, because we learn now from a pasuk that a woman not born as a Jewess, or at least was not by three, when she became Roy Labia, becomes Asur to a Kayan. Rashi seems to say that we assume that she had a relationship with someone that she's not allowed to, and therefore, because, I mean, she's a guy, she's going to have a good relationship with Kayan, but Rashi seems to say that she became a Zayna. This is a problematic, exactly why she's a Zayna, but that's what Rashi says. Anyway, the question is, a Btsua Daka Kayan, he's a Kayan. He has restrictions of marrying certain women because he's a Kayan. Besides the fact that he is a Btsua Daka, which makes it a law for him to marry a Jewish woman, he also has restrictions because he's a Kayan, he's not allowed to marry a Zayna. And for whatever reason, the Giyaris and Shachreris are asset to him, as if they're a Zayna. We're not going to get involved. It's a Shver Rashi. It's not a Shver Rashi. It's Shver for us to understand the Rashi. Rashi seems to say she became a Zayna because she had relationships as a Shiksa, as a Gaya, as a non-Jew. There's no Isser in her relationships necessarily, so why exactly did she become a Zayna? Doesn't make a difference. The bottom line is she's asset to a Kayan because she's a Zayna. Now, means a regular Yisrael can marry a Giyaris, a regular Yisrael can marry a Meshukhreris, a Kayan cannot. For whatever reason, he cannot. Now he's a Kayan Ptua Daka. As far as Ptua Daka is concerned, he can marry a Giyaris. Isser Ptua Daka does not apply to a person not born Jew. But the question is, how about as a Kayan? He has extra Yisurim of a Kayan that ban him to a Giyaris. Does that waive also because he's a Ptua Daka or not? Question is, does he have Kedushas Kahuna, the Aser? Or is it not Bekdusha and it's Mutter? Now, this becomes a major issue. And that is, does that mean that he doesn't get Rishon anymore? That he can't eat Truma anymore? I mean, the Mishnah said up to a Daka Kayan can eat Truma. Right? That means obviously he is a Kayan. So if he is a Kayan, what does that mean, B'gdushasi Kayan, or not B'gdushasi Kayan? So the Chalkas Mechaikik explains that it's only a marriage issue. Legabe Hilchas marriage, since she's a Ptua Daka, the Isurim of marriage don't apply to him. And therefore, he's allowed to marry women that a regular Kayan cannot marry. That is how the Chalkas Mechaikik explains it. Because the Mishnah said he eats Truma. Right? I just want to make sure I'm not misquoting. Right, the Mishnah says he eats Truma. So obviously, he's not a non-Kayan. The Mishnah said a Petzua Daka Kaya needs Truma. So it's not Pshat, when he's a Petzua Daka, he becomes a non-Kaya. Right? That's impossible. Right? The Chalkas Mechaikik says, right, that he's, for Isurim a marriage, right, so he's Mutter Begrusha Bechalutza. Then he says, he doesn't duchen, he can be Metame Lemesim, he doesn't have Kedushas Kahuna. So they ask, how can he eat Truma and Katcha Kedushim? The Rambam paskins that he can even eat Katcha Kedushim. So the Beis Meir answer is it's only for marriage, not for anything else. For everything else, he is considered a Kohen Gadol.
So, you know, this is kind of a personal thing.
What?
It's kind of a personal thing.
What do you mean by personal thing?
Well, you know, like, so all of a sudden you have this Kohen who marries a Grusha. It's fine. What do people do?
I mean, obviously, they would have to announce to the chasana, you're invited to the chasana of Petzua Daka Harav.
You're not going to announce that.
Dude. Well, then he should, then he can't marry a Grusha. I mean, Manchak, if he wants to marry a Grusha, by the way, he can't marry a Jewish Grusha, a born Jewish Grusha, because it's a Petzua Daka, can't come to Kal Hashem. He would have to marry a Geyeris Grusha.
Or a Geyeris,
right. I mean, let's step back for a second. Forget a Kayan. Petzua Daka Yisrael, not allowed to marry a Jewish girl. He has to marry Geiris. So Terence says nobody has to know that he's a Petzua Daka.
Right.
He just marries a Geiris.
That's fine. That's not a problem.
Right. Now, the Petzua Daka Kayan has a problem marrying a Geiris because he's a Kayan.
Right.
So he has a choice. He either has to publicize the fact that he's a Petzua Daka, because if not, he's going to get killed if he marries a Geiris. Or he doesn't get married. He has two choices. No, but it's a terrible thing. You took over his job today. It's in, I'm happy. You don't even live in the block and you took over his job today.
Your opponent should step in and say you shouldn't marry them either.
What? So the guy shouldn't marry anybody.
That's even worse.
What do you want the guy to do?
Right.
Now that's the Gemara Shaila. Can he, or maybe he shouldn't get married? But the Gemara wants to know halachically. You're bothered with the fact that it'll become public knowledge. That's his option. He doesn't have to marry the Geiris. There's no mitzvah peruvu on him. It's impossible. It's impossible. But the Mishnah did say he eats truma. So he retains some kedushas kuna. That's the problem with the Chalkas Mechaikik, who seems to say he can be matam
l'mesim. Maybe they should be able to marry women who can't have appropriate.
She's Kal Hashem. Can't let Yavah be Kal Hashem. She is Kal Hashem.
Modern medicine, they can have children and they can extract.
So now you get into new Shaila. If Petzua Daka can have children, does he lose his status of Petzua Daka? So this gets involved in the big Shaila. Is Petzua Daka because he can't procreate?
Can't do it.
That's your definition.
I don't know what the definition is. I don't know the halacha.
He's a doctor. Maybe yesterday.
The Gemara says fact that his B is not going to do it, but that doesn't mean that other parts aren't working.
Again, you're asking Yeshayla, if a modern medicine, the fact that he can procreate without the regular way of Bia, does that allow him?
No longer be a...
to be Bekal Hashem. Now, I don't know medicine. The Gemara seems convinced, again, that any zera taken out of a body that didn't go through the process of going through the tube out the male organ cannot conceive a woman. All in vitro fertilization and all that, my knowledge of medicine is extremely limited. I don't claim to be a doctor. I think all assumes that the zera comes out the regular way, is inserted in the woman without the Maisa Bia. I don't think that they collect the zera without...
The syringe. They can collect it with a syringe.
They can collect it with a syringe? So the Gemara... Again.
I was...
He was...
No, but...
Okay, so if that's the case, so then it's a good child. The answer is, then I don't know. Then I don't know. Then you have a good question. By the way, yeah, you're a good child. I don't have an idea. Again, I don't know.
Who did MIT?
Again. Let's leave it alone. I just want again. I don't know the answer to your question. I don't know. The Gemara is clear that way because when the Gemara says it comes out of the Mei Reglarium, it says it's Einam is Bashul. So what you're saying is that it won't work in a woman in the regular way. That's how you're translating the Gemara. Because it doesn't come out the way a Shechmazer is supposed to come out through a man, it won't be Mekaleach, it'll be Shaises, it won't come out, it won't be Mizbashel. But Mashenkein, if it's collected in a different way and then inserted into a woman that doesn't have to be Mekaleach, so that it could broke it. I don't know the Metzias. If the Metzias is that way, it's a great child, or whether that changes the status or not. My guess would be it doesn't, because the Torah said, but you have a B'tzua Daka B'kal Hashem, and he is a B'tzua Daka. So that would be my guess. I don't think this thing would change. I don't think so. But, can I trouble you? I thought I was going to miss tonight. I asked Rabbi Zinberg to prepare Daf to say tonight. If you can just tell him that I'll be here tonight in Eretz Hashem. I'm sorry, I forgot to tell him before I started. Thank you. So, B'gdushasi koi v'aser, Adum Mati Zinberg, if you can tell Mati Zinberg, Adum Allah B'gdushasi koi v'shari. Or maybe it's not B'gdushasi in its mutter. Amar l'Rav Sheshes T'nisua. It's a B'ferish Abraisa. But Tzua Daki Yisroel Mutter Benesina. Okay, now Rav Sheshes learns, and this is going to be a machloikas or a question. The Torah says, "Lois is chatein bam." There's an iser of marriage to one of the Shiva Umais. What is the Torah talking about? A guy Shiva Umais that's non-Jewish, or a Jewish ger of the Shiva Umais? When the Torah says, "Lois is chatein bam." Is the Torah referring to do not marry a lady, a guy from the Shiva Umais? And then the Gemara says, how do I know all other Umais? The Gemara has a reboot that you can't marry a guy. Or is it after their Megayer, there's a lav to marry the girl who was once from Shiva Umais? Rav Sheshes assumes that the lav is talking about post-Gerus.
It wasn't there, but I told his father.
Okay. The Lav is talking about, thank you, post-Gerus. Right. The Lav is talking about post-Gerus. And it's saying, a Yisrael cannot marry a girl who was once from Shiva Umais and was Megayer. Now, why can't he marry that lady? The reason he can't marry that lady is because there's a lack of Kedusha because she came from the Shiva Umais. And yet we say in B'tzua Daka, we drop that requirement, and he can marry a Nesina. He can marry this woman who no Jew is allowed to marry because she came from the Shiva Umais.
Yes, Nesina is Shiva Umais.
Shiva Umais, yeah. It's referring to the nation of the Gevinim who came and fooled Yeshua, and therefore they were promised that they can remain alive. Right. And he can marry her. Why can a Tzuladaka marry a Nesina? He's Jewish. He's alive of marrying a Nesina, like Sishatimba. Teretz is, the Torah dropped that lav. See, let me explain. This is different than marrying a Giyaris that a B'tzua Daka is allowed to marry. That's because he was never banned. The other B'tzua Daka B'kal Hashem, a Giyaris is not B'kal Hashem. But here there's an extra iser, like it's Chatein Bam. There's a lav. Do not marry these people. Why is a B'tzua Daka allowed to do it? The answer is, all Isurei Kedusha are waived for a B'tzua Daka. If that's true by Yisrael, why shouldn't it be true by a Kayin? If we're dropping the requirements of Kedusha, which is why Yisrael can't marry a Nesina, regularly Yisrael can marry a Giyaris, but he can't marry a Giyaris that comes from the Shiva Umais. Why not? Terence says, there's a level of Kedusha that Yisrael has that's not allow him to marry that lady. But we let a B'tzua Daka marry her. Terence says, Isurei Kedusha are waived for B'tzua Daka. If that's true, Kayin is the same. Dr. Rav Sheshes Tenisua. B'tzua Daka Yisrael Mutter B'nesina. V'isal G'dayta B'kdushasei Koi. If you're going to say the Kedusha is unaffected by Mitzvah Dakra, Ikri Kailis is Chatimbam. What happened to the Lavalis is Chatimbam? Is a Raya that Kedusha is waived for Mitzvah Dakra. If we waive it for Yisroel, why don't we waive it for a Kayan? So his Kedusha is a higher Kedusha. But if we waive Kedusha, we waive Kedusha. That's what Rav Sheshes is saying. Let's do Rashi. Tzuah Daki Kayan Shasim Yisrael is Maulis Sigiris. Tzuah Daki Yisrael. Hachi Gersina. Tzuah Daki Mutab Nesina Vela Gersina Kayan. Nesina Mizayin Umas Min Hakevainim. Vizah Gedaitach Kedushasi Kayan. Hechi Yisrael Yisrael Ben Nesina. Chsiv Vesis Chatimbab. And therefore, we see from the fact that we let a Ptua Daka marry an Asina, that's what the Brisa says, that we waive Isurei Kedusha in the place of Ptua Daka. Yes?
How is he allowed to lump all Kedushas together? I mean, we find so many different things about Kahuna, and they make milas for Kahuna. How do you just equate that?
I guess Kedushas Yisrael is pretty big. We're ready to drop. See, Kedushas Yisrael does not ban him from certain things, but it does ban him from the Sina. And yet we say, forget Kedushas Yisrael and let him marry the Sina. That means we're dropping a big Kedusha here. Granted, Kayan has a higher level of Kedusha, but Yisrael is pretty Kaddish compared to the Sina. And we dropped it.
Because of this aspect of marriage, like the marriage?
It's because what this Bryce is telling us is since a Mitzvah Daka is usher to marry a regular Jewish girl, the Torah dropped requirements of Kedusha for him. That's what it's saying. Why that's true, I don't know, but that's what the Bryce is saying. Rav Sheshes is dealing with a Bryce. He's not dealing with the reason. He's dealing with a Bryce. Zog to Gemara. I'm a Rava now.
Can I ask a quick question?
Yes.
Maybe you need to answer that, and I couldn't quite hear it, but why is the quote-unquote, why is the protection of Israel analogous to the restrictions on a Kohen? Why are those necessarily analogous when there are so many restrictions on a Kohen?
Baruch Maisha asked, and this is the answer I gave, but I'll give a mashal, I'll give an example. The Yisroel is the first floor. He's the first floor of a building. He's the Yisroel. He has Kedusha. The Kayan is second floor. He builds on the first floor. He's the Yisroel with extra Kedusha. If you pull out Kedushas Yisroel, if you pull out the requirements of Yisroel, then you don't have a second floor. A Kayan builds on the fact that he is a Yisroel who has extra level of Kedusha, key word being extra. Take away the basic, there's no extra. That's what Rav Sheshes is saying. If we allow a Yisroel who has Kedusha on first floor level to marry a Nesina, that means we're saying the Kedusha is not an impediment. So extra Kedusha goes to the side. That's his approach to it. Yes, you could make an argument that a Kayan is a different track. But what Rav Sheshes is saying is it's not a different track. It's built on Kedusha Yisroel. It's the next level. You can't have level two if level one was taken away.
But
an island is a Pitzua Daki Yisrael can. That means you took away his first step. Kedushas Yisrael builds on Kedushas Yisrael. If it doesn't exist, it doesn't exist.
It's like the Machlokes by Koi. Same thing, right?
I have no idea what you're saying, and I really don't want to find out because it's going to throw me off.
The thing that species.
I know, but what's got to do with this?
No, I think
Kayan is
a
Bria of Neatsu. Okay, anyway, good thing. Okay, Kayan is not a Bria of Neatsu. No, anyway, nobody says that. Anyway, so Rava's response is that he disagrees with Rav Sheshes and Shatlis and Chatanba. Again, this is what Rava's saying. Like this chatimbam does not mean do not marry an asina than this gayer. That's only rabbinically prohibited. Like this chatimbam means don't marry a seven umois non-Jew. That's what it means. Don't marry a Jewish, a gayish girl from the seven umois, because they will lead your kids astray. That's what the Torah says. Like this chatimbam, because ki yasser has been chameyachrai. One second. They will make your grandchildren goyim. Do not marry a non. Now, how do we know other nations? That's a different story. But that's how Rava translates the pasuk. Therefore, Rava says, "Hello, we're allowing a petzua daka to marry an asina that became Jewish. That's not biblically restricted. Therefore, we never waived kedusha. We never said the kedusha is off." The law you're quoting is not by a Jewish Nesina. It's by a Goyish Nesina. That's the law. Therefore, you can't prove the fact that we let a Petsuadaka marry a Nesina. That we have waived Kedushas Yisrael. Kedushas Yisrael is intact. The rabbinic prohibition of marrying a Nesina that was Megayer, which we will have elaborate on in Daf Ayin Tes and Pei, why it became rabbinically prohibited, that's rabbinic. Biblically, all you can do is marry the Torah is saying, do not marry a non-Jewish Nesina. That's what the Torah said. Therefore, we didn't waive anything that's biblical. So you have no riot to anything. Zakti Gemara Amar Rav. Are we dealing with Kedusha? We're afraid that if you have a Goyish wife, they will go serve Avodah Zarah. The honeymoon, and when is that true? That's when they're Goyim. Can Megayri be Yisrael? Shari. If they're Megayir, biblically they can marry any Jew. There's no Isser. It's a rabbinic prohibition for whatever reason to be elaborated on Daf 79a. The Rabbanon were only geyser on those who can procreate. Rabbanon waved it and said, we don't care if you marry a geyiris in the Sina. Rashi. Atu Hasam. The Kasser Rachmana, Mishatib Ayyub Gechab Mishum Kedusha Velav Kedusha Udal Nisrinu Afil Nisgairu? It has to do with Kedusha that we should say it's banned even if they become Jewish? Can the Sinim Shem Gerim? Hasim Taima there, the reason is Doma Myrit Bar, they'll give birth to a son, Upalach Lavedis Gechabim, he will serve Avedis Zara. Hilchach Krabi Yaisim Avedis Gechabim said. The Pasik is referring to their word Gayim, Avul Nisgairu Sharu. The Had Achmer Rabbanon, Yisrael Kasher Layisin Asina, that which there's a rabbinic strictness that says they can't marry an Asina, Gzeiruhu de Gazer, could that mean a Biperka? David Gazer Aleim, David Amelech made the Gzeira. V'chi Gazer Rabbanon, Bahani de Bnei Yeludin Inu. He only made the Gzeira by those who can procreate, Dumya de Issa de Raisa, the time of Mishim Aludi. Like the Issa de Raisa that said, we're afraid they might make your kids astray. We don't let a Petsuadaka marry a guy. We're not waving Kedusha. Frak the Gemara, if that's the pshat, so if we only didn't make the Gzeira by Bnei Yeludi, that depends on that. Elamiyamta, Mamzer, the Bari Yeludi, Ochinami the Aser. How about a Mamzer? Can he marry an Asina that's Megayer? You just said that the Rabbanon didn't make it a blanket Isser. They Aser anybody that can procreate. Well, a Mamzer can procreate. Zok the Gemara. But tonight we learn Mamzer and Asina Mutarim Wabazabazab. You're right, we'll reword it. Rabbanon only banned kosher Jews from marrying Nesina. Anybody that's restricted from a regular marriage, we didn't ask him from marrying Nesina. Rashi. Elam yad samam shet bari ludihu. Umuzer akol yisurim shabatayra. He has all the chiyuvim of the Torah. Umuzerai sasam avi gecham. He can't marry a guy. It should be Asim and Rabbanon. The answer is Bipsulim can Bsuadako Mamzer like Asim Rabbanon. Now Rashi says two reasons why. Either Bishim Bimilsin Leishchichi, it's infrequent to have a Mamzer or a Bsuadaka, and therefore the Rabbanon didn't include them in the Gzeira. Inami, Shlohoise Gzeira Zu Mishum Isser. This wasn't a Gzeira made because of some kind of Isser. The reason David HaMelech said you can't marry an Asina is because of their character traits. There's a whole story that they wanted to kill Saul's grandchildren because of the story of Naiv Yerakoyanim. We will learn about it in the Ayin Tes. And because of that, David HaMelech said they don't have Jewish character traits. And he banned them from marrying Jewish people. So it was a reaction to a non-good character traits. So therefore, Psulim, he didn't ask him. They're not fit that they should marry into the Jewish nation. Then Rava said, no, I changed my mind. Nope, I retract. Rav Sheshis is right. Like this, Chatein Bam is not talking about when they're goyim. You can't marry a guy. It's not a marriage. The Torah is saying don't marry. It means the Torah is talking about a marriage that would be a valid marriage and saying don't do this valid marriage. A guy can't have a valid marriage. So why would the Torah say don't marry them? The word chitun replies to a valid marriage. Goyim can't have a valid marriage with a yid. So the Torah would not have expressed it as loisis chatein bam. Must be the Torah is talking about a Jewish nesina. And she is usher, like Rav Sheshis said. And the reason it's mutter for Mitzvah Daka is because we waive Kedusha, and he's right, and I was wrong. Hadrama Rava, Lav Milsi the Amri. I was wrong. I said something that's not true. How does he translate Lav Milsi the Amri?
Is incorrect?
Incorrect. B'yaisim ha'iv t'kechavim, less no chasnos. When they're gayim, there's no marriage. The Torah wouldn't say lois is chatein. This guy who is luchasnas. Rashi, la milsi the amri, dokim the krabi yaisim ayv the kachavim. I established that the pasuk is talking about when they're gayim. The biyaisim ayv the kachavim less luchasnas. When they're gayim, there's no marriage. Elavadi krabi gerim siv umishim kedushahu, kedushi. We have proven our point. Rav Sheshis was right, and I am wrong. Period. He said, "Lishas chatan ba means after they become gerim, the tyrant doesn't want you marry a ger from the Shiva Umas."
So that can.
That's in Brisa that says that. Therefore, is a raya that the tyrant waived kedusha for Psuadaka. And once it waived kedusha for the kayan as well. Now, this sugya ends up with saying that it's biblically prohibited to marry a Nesina Geiris, which is in conflict with the sugya we will have in the Ayin Tes, which will have to be resolved when we get there. Because the original Rava said it's only rabbinic, like the Gemara says on the Ayin Tes. But then Rava withdrew and he said, no, it's biblical. But the Gemara and Ayin Tes is going to sound like it's rabbinic. We'll have to resolve the sugyas when we get there. But I'm just pointing out that at this point, the Gemara is finished with this piece. Nesina Geiris is Aser Midaraisa. Zuck the Gemara
Vait.
What? In Israel. In Israel. Unless he's a Ptsuadaka. So the Torah waived it from Ptsuadaka. Zuck the Gemara Vait, Masir Rav Yosef. Vayishatin Shlaima as Bas Parai Melech Mitzrayim. Shlaima married the daughter of Parai, the king of Mitzrayim. He married Parai's daughter, marriage. Here is a case of Vayishatein with a non-Jewish woman. And for the Gemara, Geyura Geira. She was Megayer, and therefore, since she was Megayer, he married her after she was Megayer. Doesn't say he was Megayer, does it? Again, David HaMelech was Nifter before Shlomo married Bas Parai. Again, we're going to have to deal with these issues anyway. We didn't accept Gerim at that point in history because we assumed that anybody that's Megayer in those days is doing it only because of the wealth and the status of a Jew, not because they really mean to become Jewish. So we refuse to accept Gerim. So it can't be that Bas Parai was Mitzgayer. And for the Gemara, Midihu Taimel L'Shulcha Malachim. The reason we don't accept Gerim in the days of David and Shlaima is because they're doing it for ulterior motives to be in this great nation. She was the king's daughter. She was living a fine life. she meant it seriously, and therefore she was a geyiris, and Shlomer married her, and since Shlomer married her, is a raya. So that's why it says vayischatein, Rashi, Amud Aleph, like kiblu geirim kashi, midu time mahayblu like kiblu geirim, elm shem lehave megayri elu shulchan malachim. Because the purpose of the geirus was for shulchan malachim. Papas pari latzricha malachim. She didn't need it. Shai bas melachai says she was a princess. Frank the Gemara.
That means, according to this, then, each case is individually looked at?
Well, it was only, it's not biblical that we don't accept a gay room at the time. Each case was individually looked at, but the assumption, well, 99.99 cases, we have to be afraid they did it for Shulchan Malachim. Because that's what's going on now. The Jews are wealthy, their army's the strongest, they're ruling the world. They are recognized as the...
Person who is wealthy himself, is that just a din in bas paro?
It would have to be somebody that lives on a standard of malachim. I don't know what standard that would be. You know, havdo elaval v'avdalos. People want to become United States citizens. Is it because they love the United States? No. It's just it's a wealthy country. You can get food stamps and Medicaid. Right, and if you live in Ohio, you get vouchers, and you're doing well. Why should I live in Mexico or in Guatemala or in Honduras, where I struggle and I don't have food? I want to come to this nation that's going to feed me and take care of me. Right, it's not a love of the United States, but what do you have? This multi-billionaire that lives in Honduras, and he decides he wants to be in the United States. He doesn't need the food stamps. He doesn't need the Medicaid. He doesn't need the vouchers. He doesn't need anything. He has a mansion and servants in Honduras. He would be doing because he loves to live in the United States. That's what the Gemara is saying. How could he marry her? She was a mitzvah rishayna. Now Rashi learns we wouldn't call it a chasnus if it is non-legal. Tysus learns, how could Shlomo HaMelech marry her? It's an isser. He wasn't allowed to marry a Giyaris mitzvah. Rashi does not concentrate on the isser. Rashi says, v'taypiklai, v'afilin is gaira mitzvah rishaynihi, v'afilohachi korele chasnus. And I guess, that, again, Rashi's saying, we wouldn't call the word chasnus if it's illegal, even though it's valid. Tyson says, why wouldn't we call it chasnus if it's valid? You're not allowed to marry a mitzvah shishayna, but if you do, it's valid. So it can say vayischatein. So therefore, Tyson still doesn't like Rashi's pshat. Again, Rashi stresses that the Torah wouldn't use the word vayischatein on an illegal marriage. And even if Baspari was megayer, she was a mitzvah shishayna, a mitzvah's first generation ger. And by a mitzri, you're not allowed to marry a ger mitzri to a third generation. So it's an illegal marriage. The Torah wouldn't use vayischatein. Taisus asks on Rashi, it's still a valid marriage. It's still chitun. What? Why is the Gemara bothered with the word chitun? Because it was illegal. And for Taisus, our question is that: how could Shlomo do an illegality? Not how did it work, but the way you're setting it up, he did an illegality.
Dove died.
What?
Dad wasn't there anymore.
I'm not able to track into you what you're saying.
No, that was a bad joke.
It was a joke. I didn't even understand the joke.
Because
you need Rashi.
His father wasn't there, so I could do whatever I want now.
Slam my mouth.
No, I'm just saying I did it for Borum.
Sorry,
but it couldn't be that she. Was her grandfather?
No, he was. No, her grandfather did not become Jewish. Yes, she was. She was Bas Parai. So that's Tyson's way of understanding the question. Now, stopping right here, it's mashma from this Gemara, and again, this is a major machlokes rishonim, that had she been non-Jewish, he wouldn't have violated the issur of marrying a mitzvah. It wouldn't be a marriage. He would be living with a non-Jewish woman. Living with a non-Jewish woman, not in a marital way, is only aser, because kanoam paigambai, habayel aramis, kanoam paigambai. If you live with a non-Jewish woman, somebody who is a zealot can kill you. But that's only if it's done publicly. But if a person lives with a non-Jewish woman in private, never does it in public like Zimri did it, nobody can touch him. And therefore, the Gemara's problem is only the illegality because he's marrying her. But had it not been a marriage, had it been a relationship, not a marriage, mashma the Gemara, that wouldn't have bothered the Gemara. He did something we not highly recommended, something that we're upset about, but it's not alive in the Torah. Maybe not. I don't know. But he didn't do it in public, and the only time you can kill a person that lives with a guy is while they're living together. The minute they're not living together, the relationship is ended, you cannot kill him. Zimri was allowed to be killed because Pinchas killed him as he was having the relationship with Kazmi. So that we're going to see, but this is the Chiddush of this Gemara, that living with a mitzvah is not violating the Isra mitzvah. It's marrying a mitzvah that is violating the Isra mitzvah. Living with a mitzvah is like living with a gaya. Not a good thing, but it's not a law in the Torah. We will continue Mitzvah tomorrow. Oh, Yankee needs his thing.